And Sean also followed events yesterday evening when the Holy Father met with seminarians and young people at St. Joseph's Seminary, Dunwoody.
Two very different moments, with one very important element in common. Both touched the heart rather than the mind. They were moments where gestures said so much more than words ever could. Both moments happened inside and outside St. Joseph's Seminary, and both gave Pope Benedict XVI the opportunity to engage in a more spontaneous contact, a closer encounter with two groups of people that are particularly close to his heart, disabled children and young people. The second was the more raucous and celebratory of the two gatherings, and was marked by a personal embrace between the Pope and 15 individuals representing groups especially active in parish or community initiatives. It was clear Benedict XVI was enjoying himself, smiling constantly, and even going on an unscheduled walkabout at the end. Also indicative was the fact that the event ran well over time. The Pope used the occasion to remind his youthful audience that freedom is a delicate value, not to be confused with relativism. He spoke of his own youth, marred, as he said, by a sinister regime, and confirmed that truth can only be found in the person of Jesus Christ. Gestures played a vital role in the earlier encounter with the disabled. The Pope was entertained by a deaf and dumb choir that interpreted a hymn using sign language. Again, the Holy Father spent a long time giving individual attention to the children, their parents and caregivers. He admitted it is challenging to find a reason for what appears only as a difficulty to be overcome or even pain to be endured. But he reminded them also of God's unconditional love, which bathes every human individual and points to a meaning and purpose for all human life. There was a third moment during the day, but it happened in private and almost went by unnoticed. The Pope was recording a radio message, and during the voice test, he improvised comments to the effect that he'd come to the United States to confirm his brothers and sisters in the faith. But, continued Pope Benedict XVI, I have to say that American Catholics are confirming me in my faith. Coming from him, that's quite a compliment. With the Pope in New York, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.